You're listening to Under the Groomers. Today, we're joined by Paul Hilliard. The pod is heating up. People are enjoying it. People are excited. We're getting some inventions coming through on the email now, which is nice. Yeah. Yeah, getting some email inventions in. So we're going to read them out.
No fan fiction.
No fan fiction yet. Thank God. Me and Jackie taking our tops off. No fan fiction yet. But Paulie, you've been a busy guy.
Trying to be. Summer was very busy, actually.
You've been everywhere, man. Every time I turn on the internet after I finish looking at something graphic, I notice that you're somewhere...
Doing something graphic.
Were you in Northern Ireland last week?
I was Northern Ireland last week.
Wow.
And London and Aberystwyth.
The big three. The big trio.
I was in London again last night for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
On my birthday.
I did text you, didn't I?
You did. I didn't reply, sorry.
That's okay. Too big for that these days.
People.
Hey, you get so many.
All my mum and dad get back is a ta.
Ta. Ta.
Ta.
Where were you last night in London?
Islington.
Oh, yeah.
I forget the name of the people who put it on, but it was this lovely little theatre. It's mental. Like, London, there's just spaces.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, what the fuck is it? A 60-seater, fully kitted theatre space above this bougie pub.
Yeah.
Like side rooms and the green room. But it's London, it's Islington. So there was like, there was a drag act on.
Sure.
And there was a sketch act on. And then it was me. And we were all doing like 30 minutes each.
30?
Yeah. Ooh. Break in between each. It was mainly everyone's trying to do like a preview. I was on last, which I was grateful for, but also. The drag act was doing Britney Spears in space. And at one point, hilarious. His name's Chris, sweet guy. Don't know if he listens to the pod.
Shout out, Chris, if you're listening.
At one point, he has like a fake. He reminded me his act was very similar to like Fellas.
Oh yeah.
It was a class Bristol comic living in London. Now, just wild and crazy props. So he goes on stage at one point with a fake giant ass on.
Lovely.
That's got aliens inside it.
Sure. And it's your classic. It's your classic Britney Spears drag act.
Yeah. It's, and like he's got an audience member pulling shit out of his ass.
Love that.
And I'm like, I half the audience leave after that.
Yeah.
And I get why they leave, because they've seen the main event. Like, there's no joke I've got in my arsenal that's going to be anywhere near as entertaining as that.
Paul, you know I'm a huge fan of you as a person. I'm a huge fan of you as a comedian. But I think any act would struggle to follow having stuff pulled out of Britney Spears' alien ass.
Yeah. Put the ass on at the end. That's the main event.
You can't top that. There's nowhere to go, is there? And you're quite low energy. Would you say that was fair?
I had to talk about it at the very beginning. I was like, oh, look, this is the come down. Like, you've all had the party drugs. Now this is the morning after. Like, we're going to get through it.
That sounds fun.
It was fun. They were nice people.
Yeah, you don't want to. I mean, any kind of variety bill.
Big Bag. That was the name of the
Big Bag.
Club. Big Bag.
Shout out Big Bag Comedy. Not done it myself. Any kind of variety night can be difficult if there's music on the bill. I don't even really like it if there's a musical act. If you've got to follow a musical act, it's very tough generally. Mm-hmm. So drag, sketch, stand up in one. That's tough, baby. That's tough. But you know. I see it at the moment, you gotta.
They were a great crowd, I'll be honest. Like, I started making fun of them, and you know, they knew they were a good audience.
Given the Paulie special.
Yeah, you know, talking about how they're trendy, but also it's trendy to look like shit.
Yeah.
Calling them croissant cunts, you know.
Oh, that's nice. Croissant cunts.
But they understood it. Like,
they know that they are. They know what they are.
They love taking a laptop to a cafe.
In fact, have we talked about this on the podcast? Because the last time we gigged together.
Rats.
Was the
no, that wasn't right. That was the episode.
Was the
what do you mean gig together? You talking about doing this together?
No, the last time we did a gig together was when I came to Caerphilly, and was it Caerphilly?
Yeah, Caerphilly.
Yeah, and you'd done. I think it was a Sunday night. You'd done the Saturday night there, and on the drive there, I asked how it was, and you showed me a TikTok video of you, essentially, having. And would you say an altercation with an audience member?
You saw the end of an altercation. The altercation happened and they got thrown out. And then I had to apologize. I was like apologizing to an audience member because I threatened to glass their friends in the eyes.
Yeah, you did.
But in a, like a jokey, haha way, not like a, I'm actually going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a character would say it. I'm on stage. Also, they came up and said, I'm going to fight you. And I went, I'll glass you in the eyes. And they got a laugh from the audience. Didn't get a laugh from the people in the TikTok video.
That's a tough laugh to get.
Yeah.
From the people you're threatening.
Yeah. Because they, basically, these people who threatened me and then I threatened them back, they got kicked out because they were talking, they were rude, they weren't there to watch comedy, they just happened to be in the tent because it was the Caerphilly Big Cheese Cider Festival.
And it was great.
And they were drinking wine, so they weren't even up for the cider. They weren't
rats.
They were rats. Everyone in the tent hated them because they were... They were the type of audience members where they would talk amongst themselves, and then as soon as you put the spotlight on them, go, "What's that then? If you want to, we'll play."
Yeah,
we'll play.
Yeah.
They look at you like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, yeah. They're
why
the
worst.
Why
are you bullying us?
Worst audience members.
Yeah.
Talking, and then when you go to talk to them, act indignant that you've brought them into it when they're disrupting it for everyone.
Yeah.
So I think you were right to say that you're going to glass them in the eyes. I think was the sentence.
Yeah, glass them in the eyes.
It's a lovely little detail.
Yeah,
specifics. But actually, so when you told me that on the way there, that last night you threatened to glass someone in the eyes, and then I was doing that gig that night, I'll admit, I was on edge for the car journey. But it was actually a lovely old time, wasn't it?
It was great.
Yeah, lovely old time. Big fan of the cheese and cider festival in Caerphilly.
You did fantastic.
Thanks very much. I wasn't fishing, but...
We got to see a goat.
I got a nibble. We did see goats. Yeah.
We loved that.
I saw goats, but I did really love that, actually, and donkeys.
Yeah, donkeys.
The whole thing was class.
All right,
great day.
They fed us, didn't they? Didn't they give us pizza?
Food and booze. I had a few swigs. I don't often swig at a gig, but I was in the mood.
It was the right place to do it.
Some Billy Joel on the way home. Nice. Paradise. But no, it was a great night, man. But we haven't gigged together much. We've been ships in the night, really.
This is it.
Comedy-wise.
We're going big time, man.
That's the problem.
We're going mile time.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. Paul and Jez, they're mile time, baby. Yeah.
Different frequencies, man. It's good, eh?
Yeah, the pod's going well. Yeah, we've had some good inventions on. We've had Emma Coyne in a couple of times. She's been good value. Jackie's been holding down the fort as well, because it's a shame we've been clashing on the nights that we can record, so we haven't had much Paul action on. I was trying to think, because you your inventions were the classic. You had new backs,
yeah,
a genuinely waterproof coat.
Yeah,
I can't remember your third one, but I think people were impressed.
Pill just to make you pill
to make you happy but not high. Yeah, good inventions. Good inventions. Yeah. Hopefully they'll be hitting the shelf soon.
Well, we've missed each other mainly because I've been trying to destroy your podcast secretly.
You've been starting a rival podcast.
Starting a rival podcast and...
Recording on the same night.
Yep, in Barry with Darren and Charlie Webster.
Charlie Webster, fantastic comic. And Darren of this show, he's been on with Glenn.
And he also put a spanner in your works.
I said I got the Dead Hilarious on Monday. Told you. They text me that about an hour later, we got to pull out. We just got a gig offer by Paul on the same night. I was like, that's because I told him I had him.
Well, I thought they'd be able to double.
You always do that.
I'm trying to make as many people as much money in the shortest amount of time.
I get it. But now they pulled the whole thing.
But then you got them on. Yeah, but me, Darren, and Charlie go for a KFC after every recording.
Oh, my God. So we should do that on this podcast. A KFC after the record.
Yeah.
Man, that's a really nice touch.
Yeah, it's good.
What are you getting?
I change it up. They're always impressed because I always get like two meals. And like.
Yeah, that is impressive. Yeah. You eat a lot, actually, for an in-shape boy.
It's coming, man.
You reckon?
I'm gassing.
You're slowing down.
The stairs are killing me now. I haven't been stretching at all.
Because you got super hench once.
A little bit. I was in shape for a little
You got
bit.
Super hench once. What you get? Are you a gravy man at the Colonel?
Oh, yeah.
Are you? Gotta be.
Gravy. Give me gravy on nothing. Mashed potatoes, I started getting into a little bit.
Oh, really? I didn't even know they did mash.
Yeah, well, because you've got to stick with the gravy, right?
Of course.
Use the gravy to get a mash, but I want mash and gravy.
So you're just chucking that on?
Yeah.
God, that comedy money's coming in. Stick a bit of mash on as well, son. You don't care.
You just smash it, and then you get like some fillets. Smash them fillets up, put it in the mashed potato, and then you pour the gravy on top.
Whoa.
And I was just sliding down your gullet.
Wow.
Don't so you're going to have to chew.
You're making essentially a savory paste.
KFC Froobs. That's what I want. That's my fucking invention.
That's a good invention. That is a good invention. Savory Froobs of like a roast chicken dinner. And then just walk. Because actually, you know, like, I guess little like kids have that, don't they? Baby kids.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Baby kids.
You mean babies?
There. Baby kids.
Baby foods. Like, talk about babies.
You know, baby kids. Do you know them? If you get a baby kid, they have like a roast dinner in like a pouch, don't they? Mm. Could go for that sometimes.
Yeah.
After a gig. It's tough after a show, you know?
How many baby pouches of roast dinners do you reckon you could put away there? Baby food.
It's a great question. I reckon
because their portion, the portion they give a baby,
that's a baby.
For a great man.
I reckon I could have 10.
Great man.
Great man. Thank you for the compliments. a great man, you say. I reckon I could have 10.
10.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh, I've overdone it.
Yeah. I reckon that's equivalent to a full roast dinner.
What about those jars? I mean, any jars you reckon you could put away?
Feels worse out of a jar for some reason. Maybe 8?
8 out of a jar.
What would you reckon?
Yeah, I think 8 is a good number. We should turn it into a thing, though. I feel like it's like...
Maybe we'll get some on for a live record.
Yeah. You know how people do hot dog eating competitions
sure.
on 4th of July?
Yeah.
We should bring baby food eating.
Baby food eating, yeah.
Competition.
Yeah, I could see it happening. Could do it on the live show.
It's like people maybe don't realise how calorie dense baby food is.
I bet it is. So just I like, bet I it is.
Eat
yeah.
any of them. Or yeah. maybe you couldn't. I was always amazed by the Real Hustle show.
I don't think I've seen The Real Hustle.
Remember The Real Hustle used to be on BBC Three?
I don't think I've seen The Real Hustle.
And they'd just be like, this is how people pick pockets, and this is like
oh, really?
Common hustles that happen. It was three people who would do it.
Like it'd scams?
Be, yeah, it'd be a sexy lady, a sexy man, mm-hmm. and then it was like sort of the dad who was a bit like brutish.
Yeah, old father of, time.
Yeah,
yeah.
He used to bruise her like, and it was just like, okay, these three. And sometimes they show you like really horrible scams.
Yeah.
Where they'd be like, right, we're going to fucking ruin this person's life for like 30 minutes. For 30 minutes, they're going to think we've took everything from them.
Yeah.
And we're going to film it all so we can show you this is, don't let this happen to you. And then they'd also show like, these are just fun ones you can do in the pub where like, you can get a free drink out of it.
Sure.
And do you remember old pint glasses that used to be have that thick rim?
I remember it well.
Yeah.
A little lip sort of about an inch down from the top.
Yeah.
Sure.
What was that? Was that a handle or was that just...
Maybe just somewhere for it to sit in with your fingers underneath it. Maybe to help you hold it.
Because now they're all straight.
They are all straight. You're absolutely right. Yeah, it must be ergonomic for the slipping out your hand, I reckon. Surely. Because before...
Men used to really drink.
Well, before you used to have them with a handle on the side, one of those boys. Yeah. So I bet if you went from handle on the side... A tankard.
Yeah.
And then you went, I bet they hated going to them, didn't they?
Yeah.
So I reckon it was just a little extra support.
Look at us. We're all just being feminized slowly.
Exactly. The woke mob.
They've done it through pint glasses. Where's me fucking flag?
So how was that related to a scam?
Oh, it just made me think about how one of the little party tricks they had was they'd go up to people and go, right, is a pint glass wider than it is tall? And everyone would go, oh, it's way more taller. It's
yeah, of course.
Taller. It's and then they'd go, it's your pint. Right, buy me a drink if you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
Go, yeah, sure. Then they measure it and they'd show them, like, that wide bit is so much wider.
Is
so
it?
Much taller, yeah. And they start stacking matches and cigarettes on top and be, look how much.
Good scam.
Anyway, that's what baby food made me think of.
Oh, okay. The real hustle.
Yeah, because people are going to be like, oh, I can eat fucking 20 of these. And they'll get to like the 10 carrot and pea, whatever flavor is, and be like, I'm fucked.
Yeah,
sorry,
true.
You're going to have to cut all that.
No, Paul, all of this is going in.
I don't know if any of it's going in. I'm quite ill at the moment. I'm sorry.
You don't seem any different to me. what have you got, if you don't mind me asking?
I just an illness.
An illness. Yeah. Is that what the doctor said? I'm afraid you've got an illness.
You know, when
it's that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's very gluey at the moment. My chest has been
gluey.
Yeah.
What a horrible sentence.
You know what I mean, though, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Gluey.
When you can't clear your throat.
I get it. I'm with you.
But today, the phlegm has been coming.
Okay, well, we're cutting this.
No. But this is one of my inventions.
Okay.
Because you know when you're ill, but you're on the way out of being ill. So it's not as painful anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You've turned a corner.
Everything's starting to loosen up.
Yeah.
And you can trust yourself.
Sure.
That's where I'm at now.
Great.
Still a bit blocked up, but...
things are moving.
Yeah, I'm hacking stuff up.
Fantastic.
That first time where you get to clear, you know, when you go... and you get up.
Paul, this is so horrible. I can't use any of this.
This is relatable stuff. This is like McIntyre stuff, you know?
Yeah, I don't remember him talking about hocking up phlegm.
Hocking up, that's it. A good hock up.
Yeah. So
the
what's
thing
your
with a hock up, though, it is nice.
We can't dig into hocking up.
You can.
We can't. It's horrible. It's so disgusting.
Well, it's either that or we're going to go back to pedophiles.
Those are the two choices.
You knew what you would do when you brought me on.
That's true.
It's just a nice sensation when you've been ill for a while. I've been enjoying it.
I'm not denying that for a second.
I hate it when other people do it in front of me. Always have.
Of course.
And they spit.
Yeah,
it.
Disgusting.
Even so though what, when so you're like a teenage boy, you're like, oh, he's a big boy.
So dare I ask, what's the invention?
It's just that sensation of hocking up phlegm.
So what does it do?
Well, you know when you just go, oh, I've been tight for days.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
So it's like relief.
So what does your invention do?
Just you take it and you feel that. You feel that looseness. It's the same as with like...
So it's like Benelin. You've invented Benelin.
I've never taken that. What's that like? Is that good?
Benelin. If you've got a chest, it loosens your chest up.
Does it? Straight away, though?
I don't know if it's straight away, but it definitely works, I reckon.
I'm like that sensation.
Yeah, the sensation of Benelin.
It's not for people who are ill.
Oh.
It's like you're just on the bus.
Okay.
You want that sensation of just...
Yeah.
Because I think it's up there with having a really good stretch.
Okay.
Well, like if you've got a tight muscle and then it gets loosened.
Yeah.
Peeing after holding it in for a really long time.
Yeah.
A good scratch.
Yeah.
So these are all similar sensations.
They're all relief.
Yeah.
So you want a tablet that essentially makes you feel relief.
Yeah. For just a brief second.
A brief second. An antidepressant.
No, but that's the thing. All my inventions are drugs.
Yeah.
That give you like a hit of something.
Yeah.
But it's a very subtle...
very specific feeling.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That is nice. I know the feeling. It's a bit like, I think sometimes if you've been really holding in a wee, and I mean you've been really holding it in, that feeling of relief is up there with some of the great pleasures of mankind.
Because the breath unit, you do one of those.
Yeah. And sometimes you make that noise... in maybe a motorway service urinal, if you've been on the road for hours, and you feel a bit self-conscious when you've made that noise because you're stood in a room full of other men, sometimes you can't help but go, oh, and it feels fantastic.
And no one judges you.
No one judges you. Well, yeah.
There's a small child that looks up at you and goes, that's what a man.
That's a man relieving himself.
That's a great man.
A tablet that makes you feel the relief after you really needed a piss.
That's a lovely idea.
That's a lovely idea.
Just a quick hit. I'm not a smoker, but everyone talks about how smoking is like stress relieving, right?
Yeah.
I feel like these tablets would be the same.
Yeah.
But you don't get any of the negative effects.
That's cool.
You know? So
I mean, that's essentially what any addiction is, I suppose, is you're curing a relief that you've created yourself. Mm. With smoking, you've made yourself need it. Yeah. And now all you're doing is giving that relief. But yeah, when I used to smoke, if you hadn't had one for ages and you get one, ooh, mama, really good. Maybe I think you've invented fags.
Maybe, yeah. A cleaner version of fags.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it sells itself as well.
Relief pills.
Do you like pissing? You know that sensation? It would literally be someone doing a stand-up bit.
That's a good advert. Do you like pissing?
Yeah. You know when you've been in a car for fucking 3 hours and you're drinking too much water?
Everyone knows that feeling. Yeah.
Have you ever held in a piss?
Yeah, that is nice.
Remember when you got to relieve yourself? Well, now we've bottled it.
Sounds like you've bottled piss. That's what it does. Makes you sound like you're selling bottles of piss, which I can see you doing after a gig. I think when you go on your first major tour, I can see you stood in the foyer of the theatre selling bottles of your own piss.
Mystery bottles. Give them a smell.
Paul's mystery bottles. Yeah, that is a nice idea. Yeah, relief pills, just for that. When would you take them? Just after a stressful day?
Stressful day or just boredom? Yeah. You know? Yeah. Maybe you're feeling a little anxious.
Sure. Pop one in.
Yeah, just a little bit. Or you're about to do like a bungee jump.
Yeah.
You're about to do something really stressful. You're about to do a speech at a funeral.
Yeah. Pop one in. Yeah. Like a little beta blocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
Let's all do it.
Sounds lovely. Yeah. More and more, I think what you want is to take more drugs.
It's been so long.
You're pretty squeaky clean. You're a clean guy.
I'm very clean.
Clean living. It's because you got your eyes on the prize.
Yeah. I can't wait for my downfall.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen ain't going to have shit on me.
Could be big. Could be spectacular. Fun. You've been squeaky for a while though, haven't you?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it because you were... Because you're like
terrible drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just a nasty guy.
Yeah. Most drunks are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You once told me you used to like causing trouble.
Yeah. I get very slurry.
Sure.
In more than one way.
That's good stuff.
That brings me on to my second invention.
Yeah.
A robot that's implanted into your jaw where you're allowed to say bad words, but it like blocks it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like a self-sensor machine.
Yeah.
When you said a robot, I'm picturing, like C-3PO, like a full man.
Oh, you're thinking big jaw, yeah.
But you're thinking like a little, like a computer chip almost, yeah, a computer chip in the jaw.
Yeah.
So you're driving down the road, for example.
You see someone on an e-scooter. And you go, I got some thoughts about you.
Do they wind you up, the scooters?
Yeah.
Why do they wind you up?
Because...
It's not a cool look.
It's not a cool look. It feels... so many times, I'm like, none of you feel sturdy enough.
They're like
a gust of wind. Is
they're dangerous, for sure.
And they bounce around. They just go boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom.
They're not safe. They're not safe.
I hate the unpredictability of anyone on the road.
Of course.
So if you're weaving in a car, or if you're weaving on a bike, or a scooter, or if you're just a pedestrian. I almost hit a fucking pedestrian.
You did?
Driving here, yeah.
Was that their unpredictability or yours?
The lady was just like fucking staggering about. And I was like, oh, love, don't. And you know when you've like left a bit of a space, but then... I can see that the light has changed, but she hasn't. And she, I'm like, don't go, because I'm going to go.
She stepped out.
I killed it. That's what I'm trying to say.
You hear a woman on the way here. So she stepped out into onto the crossing after the light had changed.
No, she wasn't. She was just staggering her way through. And I was just like, ah.
I'll agree with you, though. The scooters are probably the biggest menace. Yeah. People are on them. They are all over the road because they're very wobbly things by nature. Yeah. You obviously don't need any kind of formal training to get on one. You've got the rogue ones, which is like those kind of weirdly tough looking guys on ones that they seem to own themselves. You've seen those guys?
Oh, the ones that go super fast.
You've got the two types of e-scooters. You've sort of got chubby office worker guy. He's normally got quite a big ass, and he's in like a pair of work slacks and a rucksack on.
Rucksack or satchel.
Or satchel.
Which I'm like, why? Look, that's gonna balance you off.
Yeah.
You know, you're out of balance even more now.
You've got the 2 feet together, which is not a good look for a man. No. 2 feet together. It looks very sort of, I don't want to say effeminate, but it's got a certain...
You'd say something else.
It's got a certain undertone to
it. Thank God for the microchip.
That's a bad look, man on scooter. It's always this big ass in front of your car, sort of wobbling from left to right. But then you've got the second type of e-scooter user, which seems to be going faster than all cars. Mm. There's a scary looking youth or man on it, potentially in a balaclava, potentially not. And they're doing about 60 or 70 miles an hour, normally going down the road in the wrong way.
Phone in hand.
And they're terrifying. I mean, they're just fucking terrifying.
They're cooler. They're the ones I like.
They can pull it off.
Because I'm like, if I hit you...
Don't matter.
No. You're a fucking lunatic.
If I hit you, sorry, but...
I also believe in you that if I do hit you, you're going to bounce back up.
Well, they're not allowed on the road, so they'll just take off, won't they? They're not allowed on the road, so you kind of feel less responsible for them.
You're just like, fair enough, go through the red light.
No harm, no foul. But yeah, those guys, it's not a good look for the office commuter. So what you want, you see one, picture me. I used to ride them back in the day. I actually fell off one once when I think it was after Chops comedy.
How many have you had?
I think I had a couple, which is a bit naughty because you're not meant to ride them. I wasn't over the limit, but I probably was. But I came off and I thought, do you know what? I'm 40 now. And imagine if that was your cause of death after 40 years on the planet.
Scooter.
Someone went, he did a new material night on North Street and then he came off his e-scooter. Everyone would be pleased I was dead.
It's sad in your 40s. Sad in your 50s. Starts getting cool in your 60s.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Legend in your 70s.
Yeah.
80s, people look...
Yeah.
Make a statue of that boy.
What a way to go. Yeah. Living life on the edge. Yeah, it wasn't... That's when I stopped doing it. So you see a guy, he's zipping along. He's got his rucksack on. Paul feels the venom rising in him, like mucus on his chest.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is going to be horrible for you to edit.
And he goes, you want to shout something at him that potentially you might be not allowed to say in, say, a modern society. Is that a fair way of saying it?
Yeah.
Considering you said it before we started recording, and I know exactly the words you're thinking of.
That's the other thing. Because I'm ill now, I can't control my ass as much. So I farted when I coughed. Then.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks for telling me.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
Does that... I've been ill a few times in my life. I'm not sure that's... I'm never sure it's ever been a common feature.
I tried to hold in my farts because I know they upset so many people.
Yours are a problem.
Yeah.
A troublemaker.
But when I'm ill, when I'm coughing...
Nothing you can do.
The sphincter's the first to go.
That's what they say. Yeah, I think you need a new doctor.
He's my second cousin. What can I do?
If you're repeating these things your doctor said to you... You know what they say, Paul? When you got a chest infection, the sphincter's the first to go. Goodness me. So Paul sees a scooter rider. Paul sees a scooter rider. He wants to say maybe an offensive term, but you don't want to not say it. So you want to say it, bang, and then the microchip in your jaw recognizes that it's an offensive word.
And mutes.
Just mute.
So you get the release of saying the naughty word. To you, you've screamed it to the high heavens.
Yeah, that's nice.
But then,
so you, there's no discernible difference. No.
So does all people see, if even if your windows are down, is
okay. That's nice.
You're going, these fucking scoot up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one goes to prison. There's no hate crimes.
And you just that's really nice. Yeah, it'd be good though. You're right, because like, you know, sometimes you see two people having road rage.
Yeah.
And, you know, things are spoiling over. They're chewing each other out. Imagine once you got to like a certain level, volume level of voice. Mm-hmm. Imagine if it just auto shut off so that you couldn't shout at people.
Or it turns them both into goldfishes. So they've gone from going, you motherfucker.
So they just nothing coming out. Yeah.
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 Now everyone's laughing.
And now they're laughing because they look ridiculous because they're doing the goldfish face.
And the robot senses the laughter, so they're like, okay, maybe we
turn that up a bit,
bring them in again.
Yeah,
like, I'm sorry man, you're not a bleep.
I think it's a good idea. I think it could save lives, Paul.
I think so. I think it might change, you know,
because sometimes you just need to say it. And we've all said something in the heat at the moment and regretted it. Oh, yeah. How many times have you thought, I wish I could take that word back?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's why I don't drink anymore. But I'll be honest, I think I will drink again next year. I think I'm going to come
reckon?
Out of retirement.
Are you?
I'm going to do 5 years.
I think that's good.
I'm going to do 5 years, build a career in comedy, and I'm going to burn that fucking bridge to the ground.
Do you know what? It's not, I mean, especially when you're trying to do something like you said, you know, like I've been where you are when you've got the job and comedy's getting busier and stuff, and mm-hmm. you're doing the two things. So it's, I stopped drinking for a while at that time because it's, I decided I could do two things. My day job, stand up, and get pissed. One of them had to go. So that's when I gave up for a couple of years. But, you know.
Eventually, the day job's got to go, baby.
Day job goes. Then all of a sudden you start thinking, maybe I could have a couple.
I think I just want to go back to it just to test the waters.
You're a bit older
and
now.
Also,
a little
bit older. I'm a bit happier. And I think I'd like to do it with a few people. You...
Here we go.
I want to get on the Lash review. Also, there's a lot of nice pubs in Bristol.
That's fantastic.
I want to go for a proper piss up in Bristol because I haven't done that. Bar crawl.
Yeah.
Bar to crawl. All these old fucking wooden bars.
Yeah, wooden bars. Oh, yeah.
Some rough scallywags.
Getting all the big wooden bars. Yeah. It would be fun. I do feel guilty of though if I was the end of your 5 year sobriety.
You're not the only one. But again. There's a few people that I'm like, oh, I would like
get a little gang together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon you'll be class now. Bit older, bit wiser. Or not. You go straight back into it. Next day, Paul's in prison.
We revisit this podcast in 2 years' time. We go, gonna have to delete that one.
This will be shown at your trial. But I like this idea, the self-censoring chip. Would you turn it off for when you were?
I think you can put in it. You can decide
what
settings. So you could be like this word, this word, this word, or you could be like volume wise.
That's nice.
Because then it could also help with sex. Like if you're like a fucking screamer in bed, but you've got the in-laws next door,
that's
put the chip on.
Put your chip on. But it's quite disconcerting to see someone in the throes of passion.
Just like two face minds fucking.
Face is screaming, but absolute silence. Like you're in space.
So much pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be quite terrifying to look at. You'd have to get used to it. Yeah, that's true. I think, yeah, choosing your words is nice because there's some words I'd still want to say, you know.
But I think you'd be able to like turn it off and on.
Oh, do you reckon?
The issue so you have is
if you're at home, you're at home alone, fill your boots.
You're recording the podcast.
Yeah, maybe take a couple of the big words out.
But yeah, I think would be when it malfunctions, if it does. You think you're safe and you're just like, oh.
Yeah, that's a real worry, isn't it?
It's a lot of trust you're placing
if you drop a big one. If you drop a big one on someone and you go, my thing didn't work. Yeah. But I think, you know.
Then there's no defense for it. You guys, but I had the thing on. Yeah, of course I said it. And yeah, I had the vibration pads on, so I got to feel how good the words, you know, I felt everything, but he didn't hear it.
I say it all the time. Yeah. Say it for breakfast. But you're not meant to hear it.
You're trying to blame it on the Russian bots.
Yeah.
Russian bots got me.
they wanted you to hear it. Yeah, that would be nice. I think it would be good to solve arguments because it would mean that if you were really screaming at someone, it would just end the argument. Stubbing your toe. Do you know what? Actually, I tell you, I have a problem. And my problem is that I'm probably at my noisiest when I'm home alone and I drop something or stub my toe or I like, and I say the word cunt and I say it as loud, like I say it as loud as I can, and I'll say it about 7 or 8 times in a row. If I stub my toe, for example, I would say cunt 10 times as loud as I physically could.
And you need to.
And I need to, because I feel like that gets out the pain.
It does, scientifically and proven.
If I drop something, I will do that as well. So actually, I could do with that just for day-to-day. It's not even a slur, but definitely, like, my neighbours must think I've got serious mental health problems. And they might not be wrong.
They think you hate your dog.
That poor dog next door. He's just chewing it out again. Yeah, so I think it's a great invention.
I get really bad, like, I swore, almost like, you know, I was in the car the other day. I was driving in London and like a bus just pulled out in front of me and I just started swearing. You know when you're like perplexed and you can't get the fucking words out? So you're just like, fuck, motherfucking shut, you motherfucking bitch bastard.
Yeah, you're just going through the repertoire.
Yeah. Which is like...
So would it cut that out? Because most of those words wouldn't be on my ban list.
No, well, again, you've got to self-edit yourself. It's an app on your phone connected to the jaw.
Because if I had that, I wouldn't blur any of those words out. You'd only do the ones you get in trouble for.
But you wouldn't blur cunt, would you?
No, but you know what, though? I tell you, what would be good for social situations, because it's remarkable, especially because you do stand up all the time. And like that's all I really do if I'm not at home. That's the only thing I really do. And you forget when you're in different situations. So I went to a wedding and my friend was getting married and it was a lovely day. We'd all had a lovely time and it was quite late on in the evening. And then this guy about my age came up to me and he said, I'm trying to meet everyone at this wedding. I want to say hello to like everyone at this wedding. I don't think I've said hello to you yet.
What was he, autistic? What the fuck's going on?
I don't know. He just said, I want to meet everyone, every single person.
Had a special badge on, didn't he?
So I was like, I said, oh, okay, cool, man. So I chatted to him and I went, so how do you know these cunts then? Like that.
Yes. Good laugh.
But I really, genuinely didn't think, like, it didn't even cross my mind that I shouldn't do that. And he went, oh, I don't like that word. And and I was like...
And you realised he was a 13-year-old boy who just had a really large growth spurt.
He was about my age, honestly. And it didn't even cross my mind not to say it. I just went, how do you know these cunts then? And he was so offended. And he was like, oh, no, it's just that he was like, I've got a niece and stuff. And I was like, I've got a niece. We've all got nieces, you can't.
You stupid cunt, you're right. You secretly think she's a cunt. It sounds like you're harboring some resentment towards
and then I was like, oh, shit. And then I walked off and saw my wife and she was like, what have you done? And I was like, oh, I just said cunt to that guy. I didn't like it. And she's like, well, we got to go anyway. But we had to go anyway. But I...
Make a quick exit.
Yeah, time to go.
It's the cunts have left.
It's half past midnight. You've had enough. But I think... Sometimes it's easy to forget that not everyone says the word cunt over and over again in what I would describe as normal conversation. The problem is that when you make a word offensive to say, I don't know what's wrong with me, but it makes me want to say it 1,000,000% more when it's like, so there are some words maybe in the past that weren't that bad. And now you really can't say them. And I think since that's happened, I've wanted to say them 1,000,000% more.
Yes.
Because now it's like a forbidden fruit.
Yeah. I'm terrified of possibly getting Tourette's later on in life.
Do you know what? I understand that.
Because I'm just like, I know so many words. Like almost one of the first things I think of when I meet a new person is, what's the most offensive thing I can say to you? Like, what is it? And I've had that for such a long time. Like, I was born with it. I think it might be something to do with OCD, but I'm like, why have I just, like, the first thing isn't like, I wonder how nice this person is. It's like, how can I verbally assassinate this cunt? And doesn't matter who you are.
You've got, like, internal Tourette's, basically. Yeah. So you see someone, you think, what's the absolute worst thing I could say to you? That's an intrusive thought.
Yeah. Oh, I get them all the time.
That's an intrusive thought.
And it's just like, it's not even like I do it on purpose. It's just like my brain goes straight to that, and then I go, don't say that then.
That's so funny. But all it makes me want to do is introduce you to a diverse group of people and say, go on then. What'd you say to them?
You're just like, yep.
Oh my God. Yep. That's so funny, Paul. Yeah, I know exactly. But I do. I laugh from a place of I totally understand that. There's something about that idea of like, that would be the worst thing you could possibly say. So
I don't know where that comes
from. What would happen if you said it?
Yeah. Because then, like, you know, I like people.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of people.
You wouldn't want to upset them.
You're just like, and you wouldn't want to upset them. Come from?
But I think some words that were not that bad, say in the 90s at school, that you might call your friends those words for fun, maybe 50 or 60 times a day, that now you really can't say, but unfortunately that has made it just so much more tempting to say.
And it's also when you're a couple of beers deep and you're around the right people, you'll say it and everyone will piss their pants, apart from one guy who's just trying to meet everyone in the pub. He's like, oh.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's my worst drinking habit is getting naughty, being naughty and saying naughty things to sort of, but it's not, it doesn't come
like the release.
It doesn't come from a place of like wanting to upset anyone. It's more just being naughty for the sake of it. And maybe winding people up. Maybe I am trying to upset people.
Maybe there is that part. I mean, it's undeniable that there is that part.
Well, it's a good idea, Paul. I think it's excellent. I think it would stop people hearing horrible slurs, which is something we want on this podcast because we are nice people. We don't want to hear people say horrible slurs, but it would be fun to say them guilt-free.
Yeah.
I think it's an excellent idea. And we won't...
Because it'd also be like, you'd like to say it to like your family members.
Yeah.
You could like